Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In the United States, energy independence is an issue with well-recognized foreign policy implications. Steve Yativ, the university professor of political science and international studies at Old Dominion University, explores what the anticipated increase in domestic oil production will mean for U.S. foreign policy.
America is in the midst of an energy boom that has helped decrease its dependence on foreign oil significantly. Current U.S. oil imports of around 9 to 10 million barrels per day are projected to fall to around 4 million barrels per day within one decade. But if that does occur, would it allow America to leave the oil-rich Persian Gulf? That's an interesting question because the United States has fought two big wars there and spends between $40 to $50 billion a year, not including the Iraq war cost, to protect the free flow of oil. That expenditure exceeds the entire military budgets of all but a few countries and taxes America's already massive national deficit. Unfortunately, America's growing oil power, while positive in many ways, is not likely to allow an easy withdrawal from the Persian Gulf anytime soon. Why so? First, even if the United States used little oil, it would still have other strategic interests in the Gulf, such as containing Iran. Second, more importantly, while America's oil boom is decreasing dependence on foreign oil, it is not decreasing American oil consumption. And that makes the United States vulnerable to global oil markets, where the price of oil is determined by oil traders. Even if America received no oil from the Persian Gulf, oil disruptions from that region would still spook oil markets, raising oil prices for all Americans. And higher prices would also hit America's biggest trading partners, further hurting the U.S. economy. Third, an American withdrawal from the Persian Gulf would make it harder to prevent or contain such oil disruptions, because Washington is the ultimate guarantor of regional security. While the oil boom is positive for America, it is more important to decrease oil consumption than to increase oil production. Seriously, decreasing oil consumption could help Washington diminish its commitments to the Persian Gulf by making global oil prices less important to the American economy, and it would also address critical security questions of our age, such as climate change and global terrorism.
That was Steve Yativ of Old Dominion University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. We got the crude on blue.